Today we are learning lesson 54. We'll learn how Avram descends to Egypt. We're still in topic 1 of Avram's travels. We're in Bereishis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud. We will learn through Yud Gimel, chapter 12, verses 10 to 13 in the Simonim Tanakh. We're on page 17, about 6 lines from the top at Pasuk Yud. The margin says, Yuridas Avram Mitzrayim. Avram descends to Egypt. Pasuk Yud. Vayehi ra'av ba'aretz, vayered Avram Mitzrayim olo gursham, ki chaved ra'av ba'aretz. Vayehi kasher hikriv lavo Mitzrayim, vayomer el Sarai ishto, hinei no yadati ki isho yevas mare'ot. Vayo kiru osach hamitzrim v'amru ishto zos v'hargu osi v'osach yechayu imrino achosi ot leman yitav li vavurech v'choyso navshi biglolech. Let's look inside the pasukim now. Pasuk Yud, this is now the second test of Avram. Avram now has gone bedafka to the land of Canaan, where Hashem has been guiding him to this point. And now something unusual occurs. Vayehi, and there was ra'av, a hunger. There was no rain. Bo'aretz, in the land. Which land? Only in Eretz Canaan. It was the only country in the entire world at this point that had a hunger. Nowhere else. This was the test. Would Avram be questioning Hashem's ways? And certainly the simple solution for Avram would be to go back to the land of Haran, to his birthplace. But Hashem said, you have to leave that birthplace. So that was the question. Better to go back there. But he feels he cannot stay in the land of Canaan because he will die from starvation. So therefore, what does Avram do? Vayered Avram Mitzrayma. Vayered, and Avram descended. He went down from north to south, or it could be a spiritual descent as well. Mitzrayma to Mitzrayim. Logur. Logur means to live, but it means to live as a ger, a stranger, temporarily. To temporarily live shum there. Why did he go? Ki, because chaved, it was heavy. Harav, the hunger bar, it's in the land. It was a very strong hunger. He figured he'll go to Egypt temporarily until the hunger gets better. He did not realize when he was in the land of Canaan, remember, he never was in Egypt before, he didn't realize how immoral a place like Egypt was. And therefore, had he known that, he probably would never have left the land of Canaan. However, Yud Aleph, Vayihin it was, Ka'asher, when he came close, Lavo, to come Mitzrayim to Mitzrayim. Only then, when he gets close to the greater Egyptian area and he begins to see some people coming back and forth, he sees how the people are Chamites, who are black, he sees that they are immoral people. And he realizes only now there's a problem, but it's too late to go back. So now he has to come up with a strategy, because these are immoral people. When they would see Avram, they would just kill him. So then they could marry Sarai, his wife. So he comes up with a plan. Vayomer, and he says, El Sarai Ishto, to Sarai Ishto, his wife. Hinei, behold. Like, behold, all of a sudden, I see there's a problem. Not now, only now, Yodati, do I know. What does he know only now? Ki, that Isha, a woman, Yefas, beautiful, Mara looking, beautiful looking, Ot, you are. Now, it doesn't mean he didn't know she was beautiful before, but the fact is, he now knows that her beauty is an issue. Until now, the beauty would not be an issue to put his life in danger. But now he sees that her beauty is an issue where he could die from this. And that's what his concern is in Pasuk Yud Beis. And it will be key when Yiru Osach, Yiru, they will see Osach you. Who will see? Hamitri, when the Egyptians will see you. Va'amru, and they'll say, Ishto, his wife, Zos, this is his wife. Well, we can't very well be with her while he's alive. What will they do? Vahorgu, and they will kill Osi, me, Vahosach, and you, Yichayu, they will let live. And that would be a terrible thing for me, and it would be a terrible thing for you. So what's the solution? So Yud Gimel, Imri, say, no, please, Achosi, my sister, ot. You are, say you're my sister, and therefore, and I'm your brother. And now the men will court you and will want to marry you. Because in those days, it would be the father or the brother who would be in charge of marrying off the daughter or the sister. And I'll ask for exorbitant gifts from people, gifts that they will give me, but they won't give enough. And I'll say, no one's giving enough that they're worthy for such a beautiful woman like my sister. And that way I can delay till I have enough money. Then I can leave and go back. And what will be the result? Two things. Lema'an, in order. Yitav, it will be good. From the word tov, li, to me. Bavurech, for your sake. It will be good that I will receive gifts. Vechoisa nafshi, and my soul will live. Biglolech, because of you, they will not kill me. It seemed like a wonderful solution. The only thing that Avram did not take into account, he didn't figure that this whole beauty of Sarah would reach all the way to the king's palace. The king has infinite amount of money, and he would have infinite power and control. He would figure it'd be only a very unnoticed thing, a localized issue that he could handle himself. But he will not. We'll see tomorrow that he will see was not counting on Paro's involvement in this. So this was the strategy of Avram. Let's look at the questions. Number one, Targum, translate the word Ra'av. Ra'av is a hunger. Two, Be'eza Eretz, in which land, Hoya Rav, was there a hunger? In the land of Canaan. Three, Kishahaya Rav Be'eretz Canaan, when there was a hunger in the land of Canaan. Le'efo Nos Avram, where did Avram travel to? He traveled to Mitzrayim. Four, Targum, translate the word Vayered. Vayered means he went down or descended. Five, Kishahaya Rav Be'eretz Canaan, when there was a hunger in the land of Canaan. Haim Hoya Gam Rav Be'eretz Mitzrayim, was there also a hunger in the land of Egypt, Hasmucha, that was nearby low to it, the land of Canaan? The answer is no. Six, Kishaya Rav Beretz Canaan, when there was a hunger in the land of Canaan, Lama Lohaya Rav Gam Beretz Mitzrayim Hasmucha, why was there not a hunger in the land of Egypt next door? The answer is, this was part of the test. Hashem made a test that everywhere in the world was okay, but not his place. Seven, Be'er explained, Kichaveda Rav, literally means the hunger was heavy. It was a very strong hunger, and Avram was not able to live under those conditions. Eight, bepasuk, in the pasuk that says, ki chaved ha-ra'av ba'aretz, le'ez aretz, to which land, miskaven ha-pasuk, was the pasuk referring to? Is referring to Eretz Kina'an. Nine, targum, he kriv means to come close, from the word karov, close. Ten, targum, no, the first time no means now. Later on, no will mean please. 11, Ba'ir explained, Hinei no yadati. Behold, now I know. Now it is a problem. Not that he knew for the first time, but now I begin to know there's a problem with the following. 12, Kesh Avram v'Sara, hiskarvel Mitzrayim. When Avram and Sara came close to Mitzrayim, Mamar Avram v'Sara, what did Avram say to Sara? He said, you are an Isha yefas mare ot. 13, Ba'er explained, Yefas Mara. Yefas Mara means beautiful looking. 14, Mima Pachad Avram. What was Avram afraid of? Kishahigia im Sarai Ishu and Sarai. When he came down, reached Egypt with Sarai, his wife, he was afraid they would kill him and take her. 15, Targum, translate Vehargu, means and they will kill. 16, why was Avram afraid the Egyptians would kill her? Because Sarai was beautiful, and if he was, they knew he was married to her, they would kill him so they could marry his wife. 17, Ma bikesh Avram Yisari, what did Avram ask from Sarai? She tagi that she should tell Kishagilu Mitzrayim and the company Mitzrayim. She should say that Avram is her brother, she is his sister. 18, Targum Lema'an, what does Lema'an mean? So that. 19, Targum Bavurech. Bavurech means for your sake. 20, Targum Vechoisa. What does Vechoisa mean? Will live. 21, Targum Biglolech. Biglolech means because of you. 22, Imsarai Tagid Lemitzrim. If Sarai will tell the Egyptian, Shehi Achoso, that she is his sister. Veloisha, not his wife, Shal Avram. Machishev Avram. What did Avram think? Sheitnu Lohamitzrim. The Egyptian would give him. He figured they would give him gifts, so they would curry favor with him, so he would marry her off to them. 23. Why did Avram think that if Sarai would say that she's the sister, not the wife of Avram, that they will do good for him? As I said, to curry favor with Avram so that he would give permission for that person who gave him the gifts to marry her. 24. Why did Avram think why did he think that if Sarai would tell the truth that she is his sister, rather, he's his sister, Velo Ishto, and not his wife, Shavim. So Yahargo is saying Mitzvah, the Mitzvah won't kill him. Because they, again, will want to influence Avram, so they would let them, he would let them marry Sarai. But we will see tomorrow that this plan does not work because Paro finds out about it. So again, it appears that Avram passed the test insofar that he did not question what God did. And he moved ahead and went to the land of Mitzrayim. Let's read the psukim one more time. Pasuk Yud. Vayehi Rav Baretz Vayered Avram Mitzrayim Alagur Sham Ki Chaveda Rav Baretz Vayehi Kasher Hikriv Lavo Mitzrayim Vayomer El Sarai Ishto Hinei No Yadati Ki Isho Yefas Mareot Vehoyo kiru osach hamitzrim v'amru ishto sos vargu osiv osach yichayu imrino achosiyot laman yitav li vavurech v'choyso nafshi biglolech. Please spend another 10-15 minutes reviewing today's lesson. Another 15 minutes reviewing lessons 52 and 53. Have a good day.